Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something huge for businesses, AI. I mean, just look at the numbers.
Yeah, they're pretty staggering.
In just one year, 2023 to 2024, the share of organizations using AI somewhere in their business went from 55% up to 78%.
That's a massive leap.
It really is.
Yeah.
And get this, 87% of CEOs are saying the benefits of AI outweigh the risks. So our mission today is, well, pretty clear, especially for those of you with big Java enterprise systems already running. How do you bring AI into the mix effectively?
Yeah.
You know, without tearing everything down and starting over.
Right. That's the key question. And, you know, what often gets missed is that Java, which so many companies rely on, can actually be your secret weapon for AI.
A secret weapon. Okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So this deep dive, it's not just theory. We're aiming to give you a practical roadmap, how to actually combine Java and AI, build smart solutions, and use the powerful infrastructure you already have.
Exactly. So we'll get into why Java works surprisingly well here, the practical setup stuff, the actual workflow.
And what's coming down the line?
Definitely. Okay, let's dig in. So Java and AI. You know, Python often gets the first mention with AI.
True, it does dominate the headlines sometimes.
But for big companies, for the enterprise, Java has some serious advantages. Think about it. Over 90% of Fortune 500 companies, they use Java for critical stuff.
That's a huge footprint.
Which means, for a lot of businesses, AI isn't this totally new build. It's more about enhancing what's already working.
And that existing foundation is incredibly valuable. Java's consistently a top language globally. We're talking, what, 12 million plus developers?
Wow.
That's a massive talent pool. People who already know your systems, ready to integrate AI right where it counts. It's a strategic asset, really.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Java hasn't stood still. It's really adapted to AI needs.
Definitely.
We're seeing some really solid modern AI libraries pop up. Things like Deep Java Library, TensorFlow Java, Spring AI.
Right, tools built specifically for this.
Yeah. And there was a Microsoft survey I saw finding that 97%, almost all Java professionals, are ready and willing to use Java for new AI features.
That's huge buy-in from the developers themselves. Shows real confidence.
Exactly. It says a lot about where Java's heading.
So, okay, let's say you're ready to start. How do you set up your environment? It's actually pretty straightforward.
Good. Keep it simple.
You'll want JDK 21 or later, mainly for the long-term support. Then an IDE, IntelliJ IDEA is great for productivity. Eclipse is good too, especially for modular stuff.
Standard Java dev tools, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And of course, build tools like Maven or Gradle, they're really essential for managing all your dependencies and automating the build.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of development, people usually think Python for quick AI tests, right? Prototyping.
That's the common assumption, yeah.
But here's something cool, maybe a bit surprising. You can actually use Java for interactive prototyping, like right in Jupyter Notebooks.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
There's something called the iJava kernel. It lets you run Java code interactively in notebooks, test algorithms quickly, basically do that rapid iteration you often associate with Python.
Okay, so Java can play in that rapid prototyping space too. Good to know.
Yeah. Now let's shift gears to the actual implementation workflow in Java. It's not random. There's a structure.
Right. You need a process.
It starts with defining the problem scope really clearly. Let's take an example. Say a telecom company wants to predict customer churn.
A classic use case.
Exactly. But they need a specific goal, like reduce churn by 10% in the next 6 months. That clarity guides everything else.
Okay. So clear objective first. Then what?
Then you get into data collection and pre-processing. This means gathering the data you need, maybe from the CRM, web logs, whatever.
And then cleaning it up, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Removing duplicates, handling missing values, normalizing it so the model can actually use it. You can often do this using Java's data handling tools right in your existing systems.
Got it. So data's ready. Now you choose the AI approach.
Right. Depends on the problem. Yeah. If you have past data showing who churned that's labeled data, then supervised learning is probably the way to go. The model learns from those examples.
And if you don't have labels, just looking for patterns.
Then you'd look at unsupervised learning. Or for systems that learn by doing, like trial and error, that's reinforcement learning.
Okay, makes sense. Different tools for different jobs.
Exactly. Which leads to the next step, picking a Java AI framework.
And there are quite a few options now, depending on what you chose. For general machine learning, maybe Weka or Tribio.
Right.
For deep learning, you've got Deep Learning 4J, which is pretty comprehensive,
yeah.
Or the Deep Java Library, which works well with other frameworks.
What about language? NLP.
Apache OpenNLP is a solid choice there. And for the really modern stuff, integrating large language models, LLMs, Spring AI makes that surprisingly smooth within Java services.
Okay, so you've got your framework. Then it's training time.
Yep. Train the model on your prepared data. Then evaluate it. How well does it actually work? Using metrics like accuracy.
So for our telecom example, maybe seeing if it correctly identifies, say, 85% of the customers likely to churn.
Exactly. Then you optimize. Tweak parameters, maybe use Java's multi-threading or GPU acceleration to speed things up.
And finally, deployment.
Finally, deployment. Put the model to work in your live application, like embedding that churn predictor right into the CRM so support agents see the risk in real time.
Making it actionable.
Precisely. And Java's good for more than just prediction. Think natural language processing with OpenNLP or computer vision with DL4J and Java CV.
Even reinforcement learning.
Yeah, through simulations built in Java. But it's not always smooth sailing. Challenges definitely exist.
Like what? What trips people up?
Poor data quality is a big one. Or unclear business goals. If you don't know what you're aiming for, the tech won't magically solve it.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out still applies. So how do you navigate those challenges? Best practices.
Performance optimization is key. Using multi-threading smartly, leveraging GPUs if you have them.
Yeah.
And security is absolutely critical.
Awesome.
Things like data encryption, both at rest and in transit. And protecting the model itself from being tampered with. You need trust in the AI's output.
Makes sense. Secure and trustworthy. What about looking ahead? What's next for Java and AI?
Well, AutoML, automated machine learning, is a big trend. Tools like H2O.ai help simplify model building. And explainable AI, or XAI, is becoming crucial.
Explainable AI, helping understand why the AI made a decision.
Exactly. Moving beyond the black box. Frameworks like Tribio have XAI features built in. Java is also really well suited for cloud AI, integrating with LLMs and managed cloud services.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for our listeners?
I think it's that AI doesn't have to mean throwing out your existing tech stack, especially if it's built on Java.
Right. You don't need a revolution.
Java offers this powerful, stable foundation. You can build intelligent systems into your current enterprise apps, leveraging what's already there.
It really brings together scalability, security.
And this growing ecosystem of AI tools that integrate pretty seamlessly. It's a practical path for enterprises.
So here's a final thought for you to consider. What existing Java system in your world right now could be transformed by integrating AI without having to rebuild it all from the ground up? Think about the steps we talked about today. Maybe that sparks your next big idea.